And it's 9:30 a.m. We'll come out of recess and reconvene. We are agendized for the voter tabulation machine demonstration this morning. With us this morning, we have our Taney County clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer, along with Mr. Brent Wagoner from Henry M. Adkins & Son Incorporated and Election Services. So we are set up here in the commission conference room. The commission hearing room, I know where we're at, for the demonstration of the machines. So at this time, I would turn it over to our clerk and Mr. Wagoner to begin the demonstration this morning.
I will have Brent do the demonstration, and I'm here for any questions that Brent or you might have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, good morning. My name is Brent Wagner. I'm with Henry Adkins. What we have is the Unison Voting Solutions. This is the FVS. This is the ballot scanner, which FVS stands for Freedom Vote Scan. The device over here is the FET, that stands for Freedom Vote Tablet. This is the latest equipment from Unison that is certified through the EAC. It's gone through the ITA testing, and it is state certified. So this is what it would look like in the precincts with the panel, the secrecy panels. I'm going to just fold those up where it gives everybody a chance to see that a little better. Come on, stay there. So with this system, there is no internet access. These are complete standalone systems. There is no Bluetooth access on these. It is a Linux-based system. So even our programming computers in our office, which is located in Clinton, are all on standalone systems. So for security, that's great. But I set my desk and look at a 60-page Minute Kyocera printer. And when I do programming, I print to a 12-page Minute Brother printer because I have to be hardwired in. There's no network to it. So it's all complete standalone. This system right now, we're in 74 counties in Missouri. This system right now is used in 68 of those counties. So 68 of the counties have updated to the new scanner. The benefits of the new scanner versus the OVO that the county currently has, this is all in a case. It can be closed. There's a place for a seal on the front. The internal part, it has a 320 gig solid-state hard drive versus the disk hard drive that the current ones are, which basically just allows the system to work faster. So processing time on this, when we start running ballots, you'll see is just a little under a second, where the ones that you have now takes about 1.4 seconds to process the ballot, so it is a lot quicker. For the poll worker side, because, you know, the poll workers are our final user, this is going to operate just the same as what the current system does, except they're going to lift the lid instead of unzip the bag. They'll plug it in and turn it on. It recognizes that it's election day. It'll print out a machine info tape, and then it prints out the zero count tape for the poll workers. It does have a option where they can print another copy for that. Once they touch done, the machine is now ready to take ballots. For the FET, they'll remove the lid, raise the screen, plug it in, and turn it on, and it'll recognize it's election day. It comes up on the screen, says it's election day. When they hit yes, it'll print the open report. It just shows that there was no ballots printed on the machine prior to the start of election day. So for the ballots are going to look identical to what they are now. So target area is going to be the same. Everything's going to be the same. So for the voters, there's no new learning for the voters on darkening the target. When they bring that up to the machine, they can place it in their face up, face down, frontwards or backwards, in any orientation. And it will not take two ballots. It'll immediately recognize those two ballots, tell them that there's multiple ballots, and then let them process those ballots. Now, in compliance with the Help America Vote Act, if there is a problem or a mistake on the ballot, it returns the ballot and it prints out this little ticket. And that little ticket is what the poll workers will look at to know what the issue is with that ballot. So the machine's going to tell them by printing out that tape, so the voter won't have to, they'll have to give the ballot to the poll workers, but the poll workers won't have to look at it to see what the issue is. So we have to return the ballot.
Real quick.
Yeah.
So it said overvote. Does that mean they voted twice on the same?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. An overvote just means that they voted for more than the number allowed.
Okay.
And sometimes we'll see them vote for one and scratch it out. But that's the part of the second chance voting. So the voter would then spoil that ballot. They would be issued another ballot and given the opportunity to cast it properly. We also have to return the ballot for a blank voted ballot. So this tape just simply prints out and says no selection. So that's somebody that may not have darkened the target area. They may have circled it, put an extra check mark out beside it. There is a screen that pops up that says accept ballot. We do have voters that for some reason will go to the polls and they'll want to cast their ballot blank. Why, I don't know, but I'm sure you see absentee ballots come back that are blank. So there is a provision to accept that. It will not count anything on that ballot, but it will track that ballot as being a blank ballot. So when we print out the tape at the end of the night, we'll know that we have one blank ballot. If you have a voter that they put their ballot in, and for some reason they don't want to correct their ballot, they may leave the precinct. There's still that accept ballot that they can check and process that ballot. Now, it will count everything on that ballot that is properly voted, that it will track that overvoted contest. So we'll know that when we do the post-election audit that in that precinct for that contest, we had one overvote. So there is an emergency compartment on the back. So if we would have some type of machine issue, voters could put their ballot in the back. That is a separate sealed compartment from the voted ballots. It has a metal plate right there. So they cannot get mixed in with the voted ballots. For the memory on this, we actually have triple redundancy on the memory. Inside of this, which there is a place for a seal to be put, is what we refer to as the TM, which stands for Transport Media. Those files are loaded on the thumb drive in Stephanie's office. They're put into the machine. The machine is set for that precinct. It goes through its testing. That number is recorded. So that's what will have the results at the end of the night also, is that TM there. This device, this is the FDT. This is what we'll refer to as a ballot marking device. This satisfies the ADA portion of the Help America Vote Act. There is a headset and a keypad, and so a voter that has a visual disability can actually listen to the ballot and can vote using the keypad. We also have the screen reader functionality. So somebody that's used their tablets, they go into screen reader mode, which is read by a series of swipes and double taps for that. To activate this, each ballot style that's in a precinct will have a barcode that can be used and will have the ballot style on there. So the poll worker would simply come up, they would scan that card and take this back to their chair with them, and it comes up with the ballot style, and they would hit start. The instructions start first, and if you are visually impaired, the audio starts automatically, so there's no extra steps for the poll workers. Since this is a tablet, you can scroll or you can use the arrows. This does not allow for an overvote. So notice that once I touch, it will not record a different vote. If I change my mind, you must physically touch that and go to that one. I will leave that one blank. So when you get done, it comes up and tells you you've reached the end of the ballot, and then it has a summary screen. Now, there is no print option on that because there are more candidates than what the screen can display. So the voter will have to either use the arrows or swipe in order to verify all their selections. If they decide, well, they do want to vote for the Attorney General and they would like to have Joe DiMaggio, they can then, once they have verified everything, print their ballot, and this will print a ballot with the contest and who they voted for on the top, and has a scannable barcode at the bottom. That ballot is then brought over and cast through the FBS. So all of our results are on one machine. This is also very handy when you get into like the April general municipal elections, where, you know, if you start to run out of ballots, then people could go to this and vote on this, because as long as you have the paper rolls, you have plenty of ballots then. The headphones, like I said, they plug right into the tablet, and then for voter secrecy, they can put the pin and directly the screen flat in the privacy booth, so then that person would listen to the ballot and could vote using the keypad. Any questions about how the machines function?
I don't. As you turn those around, I notice there is no external plugs other than the power cord. Everything is under double lock on this one, to where there's no entry to it. There's no cables being able to be plugged into the machines.
Yep. The only thing that's on the back is the place for the power cord and the power switch. This one does have the fuse holder on there, but there is no external ports on either one of them. At the end of the night.
Now, it looks like you have a battery backup in your tablet one, because I see AC, yeah. DC, both of them have
both
a battery backup.
Have a battery backup. They are, I have not sat down and just ran ballots on the power. The EAC tested to 2 hours of continuous use.
Okay.
So if there is a power outage, it will go to battery automatically. The only thing the poll workers would notice is that at the top, instead of it having the electrical plug, it would have a battery symbol. So it's going to continue to function as normal. It does have the public count on here, so that allows the poll workers during the day to go through and balance with their signatures on the poll books. And at the end of the day, they have a closed ballot. They'll put the closed ballot in. They hit yes twice. Now it's processing and closing the files. Since this is a digital scanner, we're also saving the ballot images. So those ballot images are being saved to the thumb drive as well. And that way, if there is something that happens to the physical ballots when being transported back to the office, we can produce those images and compare the images to the results.
It also enables us to do the write-in counts on those elections for the lot write-ins.
This is the report that it prints out. It'll have the ballot totals, and as you can see on there, there is our number of blank, and then there is our overvote. And then for the write-ins,
did you guys know that Bill Russell's the next Attorney General?
Did he win that election?
And Carol Burnett won sheriff.
Hey, darn, I'll tell you, Brad. Sorry. Was he? That one was against Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah, so. Bill Russell got two votes, Joe DiMaggio got one.
This is the write-in report that is produced by the machine. So if you do have any valid write-in candidates that would need to be counted, that can be tabulated off of that write-in report. And that enables you, when you bring your ballots back from the precinct, they remain sealed. So you don't have to open those up to find your